This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 21. Counting our blessings. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 24. Now when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not resort to divination, as at other times, but turned his face toward the wilderness. When Balaam looked out and saw Israel encamped tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came on him, and he spoke his message. The prophecy of Balaam, son of Beor, the prophecy of one whose eye sees clearly, the prophecy of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate, and whose eyes are opened. How beautiful are your tents, Jacob, your dwelling places, Israel. Like valleys they spread out, like gardens beside a river, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. Water will flow from their buckets. Their seed will have abundant water. Their king will be greater than Agag. Their kingdom will be exalted. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. They devour hostile nations and break their bones in pieces. With their arrows they pierce them. Like a lion, they crouch and lie down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse them? May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you be cursed. The king of Moab wanted Balaam to curse Israel, but he couldn't. Balaam could only speak blessings as the Lord gave him words to say. In this passage, we find that he blessed Israel by saying that they would flourish like a well-watered garden. It's important to occasionally think about all the ways God has blessed us. Even when life hurts, we have many blessings to thank God for. Here's a way to use the word bless to count our blessings, adapted from Alvin Vandergreen, harvestprayer.com. B is for body. Thank God for physical health and the ability to walk, run, play, breathe, and think. Pray for people who can't enjoy those things. L is for labor. Praise God for jobs and income that help to meet your needs. Thank God for your employer and the people you work with. E is for emotions. Thank God for joy, peace, contentment, and more. S is for social. We are blessed with relationships. Thank God for parents, grandparents, siblings, children, friends, and all relationships in the church. S is for spiritual. Thank God for all the gifts of salvation in Christ. Praise God for forgiveness, prayer, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the hope of eternal life. May each of us learn to say, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." Pray with me. Lord, what a great God you are. Your blessings overflow to us. May we be a blessing to others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.